This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
We promised to bring you that conversation on what the hell is going on there by GLAD Africa League. Royal AM to appeal the PSL's decision. With bated breath, people had waited for the Sutherland judgment / ruling. It came out on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, and it seems to have upheld Hilton Epstein's ruling, if I'm not. Anyway, I've got Maskepe Matsibane to make sense of all of these things. Maskepe, good morning.
Well, good morning, Luke Connor.
You are busy, man. I see a lot of paperwork. I never knew that football could attract so much paperwork.
Listen, there is What's going on? And I saw someone already casting aspersions, so I was like, no. I think we will need to expedite this process.
Yeah, and I must just disclose up front.
Yes.
My Power Talk people don't trust that you are an independent voice because apparently you have cast your colors to the mast with Sikukune.
No, I don't have shares. I don't have shares. But look, as a reporter, you know, as a journalist,
yeah,
regardless of where I come from, I'll have to report on the story, and the story is as it is. The facts are as they are, and people are just unhappy because I have said that as someone who comes from that part of the land, obviously it would have made me happy to have a team from where I come from to be in the PSL. But
yeah,
that doesn't necessarily mean that I would say they must break all the rules, they must buy referees and so on for them to be in the PSL. I mean,
that would be outright corruption.
That would be forget outright corruption, unethical and outrageous. And
absolutely.
I passed my degree, and I consider myself a very ethical reporter.
An outstanding individual of society. Maskepe, let's just quickly get into it. How did we get here? What did the ruling over the weekend tell us? And why is it that Royal AM is so upset?
Look, we get here because on the 2nd of January 2020, there was a football match that took place, Polokwane City up against Sikukuni FC. And in that match, the result of the match was that Sikukuni FC lost the match 1-0, Polokwane City winning that match. But there was a protest by Sikukuni FC because Polokwane City had breached one of the league's rules, which I will read to you in a matter of seconds, because it is one of the most important rules in as far as this league is concerned. That is the GLAD Africa Championship. And that will be... And please excuse me, because I've got to go through all the papers.
I know.
I've got to go through all the rules.
You've got all of that in front of you.
Yes.
We're waiting on you.
Yes. So rule 35, point 2, states categorically that clubs participating in the NFD must include in their team sheet for every match a minimum of 5 players who are both under the age of 23 and eligible to represent South Africa, and a minimum of 2 under 23 players must be on the field of play when the match starts.
Not just on paper. In the field of
5 play. On paper, 2 in the field of play.
Okay.
Right? Now, this did not happen
on the
2nd of January 2020 when Polokwane City fielded their team, and it was noted and it was protested. Now, when that normally happens, it goes through the PSL Disciplinary Committee, right? And the PSL Disciplinary Committee will hand out a judgment, which they did.
Yeah.
They did hand out a judgment to the effect that Polokwane City did err in terms of what they did on the day, and that the points that they won should be taken away from them. And what happened in that match is that they were not going to get the 3 points, but the arbitrator did not give the points to Sikukuni as is per norm or law.
Okay.
Or according to case law. And case law, we are referring to matters that have been dealt with
previously
in the past that said precedent.
Yes.
Now, that was not followed. And then Sikukuni then approached the arbitrator which is appointed by the South African Football Association, which is SAFA, to say that, no, we feel aggrieved that, yes, the points were forfeited by
Polokwane City,
but we protested and we feel, as per case law, as per previous rulings of arbitrators or of the court, we should be able to get the 3 points. And that is where Advocate Epstein SC comes in.
Mm.
Because now Advocate Epstein SC gets appointed by
the
SAFA as per the PSL handbook. And I think part of the documents that you see in front of me, that
the,
is the
handbook
PSL
is somewhere.
Handbook that yeah. I've just tried to break it down so that I can get all the relevant rules that apply to this particular case. Now, the PSL handbook does give SAFA the powers to appoint an arbitrator
yes.
in the case where the either of the parties are unhappy. And that is what happened. And Advocate Epstein SC was appointed. And Advocate Epstein SC does say that we did not follow the rules to the T, and therefore this should be changed. Now, the arbitrator finds that Sekhukhune FC should be awarded the 3 points because they protested and because case law says so, right? Now, that means that Sekhukhune now must get the 3 points and then be on top of the log. That was close to the end of the season. And then we go to the last week of the season, and then Polokwane City then take the matter to the High Court in May. This was after the GLAD Africa Championship season had been concluded on the field.
Mm.
And in their submission, they explained their reasons of going to court as follows. They said that they've taken immediate steps to challenge that particular award, which was to hand Sekhukhune points, to the effect that of not settling it, the arbitrator's decision is that it sets a bad precedent to future disputes and Sekhukhune would unfairly benefit on the ranking of the championship, which basically means that it took them to the top of the log.
And with an automatic promotion
thank
to
you.
The
and
PSL.
They say that by awarding unmerited 3 points to Sekhukhune, the award unfairly benefits and advantages Sekhukhune against other teams in terms of its ranking and on the championship. Again, now you must understand that Polokwane City, obviously, they can't tell the court what to do. They can't tell the arbitrator or the DC what to do. So them actually going to court was actually bizarre. And it
and came then the as PSL no surprise. And joined in on the
yes,
court proceedings.
But it came as no surprise, Lukwana, when Polokwane City actually didn't pitch in court.
Okay.
Because they did not pitch in court on Friday. Now, the PSL...
Well, they saved themselves money anyway.
Yes, but there's no money saved because now they, according to a Judge Ronald Sutherland, which we're still going to come to, he said that them, Polokwane City and Royal AM must both foot each other's bills
oh.
to pay to Sekhukhune.
Okay.
So
they still don't save.
Don't save anything. Now, that's what happened. Where Polokwane City are basically arguing that the cases, football matches must be won on the field of play. But they don't speak of how they broke the law and how the punishment should be. Now, before we even go to court, Lukwana, I want to take you now to rule number 27.4 of the NSL handbook that says that, that is the 27.4 that says that the arbitrator's decision will be final and binding and will be provided to the league by SAFA. So before we even go to the court, or even with the PSL joining in on this court order or this court challenge to court, they were actually arguing against their own statutes.
Mm.
The PSL was contradicting their own handbook because they say that the arbitrator's decision will be final and binding and will be provided to the league by SAFA. And the arbitrator's decision was that Sekhukhune should get the 3 points and Sekhukhune should be on top of the log or promoted in this case.
Mm.
So that is where we were. And then we go to court. And then Judge Ronald Sutherland awards the points to Sekhukhune and explains all the case laws that
are applicable.
And it looks like it's victory for Sekhukhune. And then we wake up yesterday.
Royal AM
are not having any of it, and they are going to court. Royal AM's challenge here is that they say that their appeal is based on the fact that Judge Sutherland allegedly committed various gross misdirections of fact or error of law such that the appeal would have reasonable prospects of success and or another court would have come to a different conclusion. I mean, I can't think of a different conclusion that the court may have come to. And they say that the alleged transgression by Polokwane City was entirely caused by a situational emergency and unforeseeable emergency that three players that unexpectedly contracted COVID-19. And this is something that was in the past never mentioned by the league or to the league. So it is quite bizarre that today we will have this kind of argument.
Skepe, let's just listen in so that I don't be blamed of closing people out. Onele, good morning.
Morning, Lucan. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Yes, I'm fine. For me, I support Royal AM. I think they should take the appeal, the case. It doesn't matter how long it takes, even if it affects the PSF. Mm. Because for me, attacking Sekhukhune or Royal AM, we are attacking the wrong people here. The wrong people who should be blamed are the administrators. Because had they done their job quickly enough, we would not be here. They got away with the IX matter, even though IX had a justified case to appeal.
Mm.
They got away with the Arense of Sundowns issue. Now they want to do the same for
okay.
me.
Onele, I think the point is registered. Let me go to Aubrey. Wait, let's just wait. Okay. Aubrey, good morning.
Morning, how are you, Mr. Mgoni?
Good.
Yes, I wanted to ask Mr. The sport presenter there that how do you feel the solution of this kind of problem? Because every year, you know, the PSL are facing this kind of problem. So for me, Mr. Mgoni, you know, I blame the PSL because every year they drag their feet until the last game. That's where they take decision, you know, when the problem that was laid by the club, they don't take the decision before the end of the season.
Okay, Aubrey, so I think that's a fair point, loud and clear. Arthur, lastly, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
All right, man. Two things already, some partly covered. Number one, I want to know how does the court come into a conclusion that AM Royal AM should also carry the cost, because the matter was taken to court by Polokwane City, not Royal AM.
Okay.
Secondly, I support the statement that these people are not doing their job. They're the administrators of PSL.
Okay.
Seriously, they must all fall.
Okay, Arthur. All fall. Skepe, you've got some time to respond.
I think let me start with Arthur here as to why Royal AM and Sporting, TS Sporting, because it's not only Royal AM that must carry the cost, because TS Sporting must also carry the cost. And I will tell you in a matter of seconds which cost they must carry. They must carry the cost incurred by Richards Bay. And this is because while Polokwane City were the applicant, Royal AM were the first intervening party and TS Sporting Club were the second intervening party. So they are also party to this particular matter. And as such, they should be able to carry the cost. And I agree with the callers with what they are saying, that this matter took place in January, and which is what we see. And I saw an article that is on the front page, well, the front page of the sports of, I think, the Sowetan, if not the Daily Sun, where the acting CEO, Ms. Mato Madlala, talking about how they need to tighten up their legal department so that this kind of cases don't happen. But this was promised even last year, before the season started, when Nande Becker actually talked to us about how they are going to hire a number of arbitrators. But again, and I wanted to ask the first caller a question, which, he says that Sekhukhune should not go through, and Royal AM should go through. And I am saying that, on what ground is he justifying that Royal AM should be able to go through? Because, look, for me, the most important thing is that you have rules and regulations for a reason. And even in terms of the rules and regulations that you have for a reason, there are also guidelines in which to follow these rules. And if you don't follow
just finally, I'm looking at that time. When can we expect the matter by the Royal AM to serve before the courts?
Well, the Royal AM, they've actually now applied for an urgent interdict to stop the playoffs from going through, because they're supposed to play a match tomorrow against Richards Bay. They want an interdict, and they also want a full bench of the Constitutional, the Supreme Court of Appeal. They want a full bench to hear their matter, and they believe that they can have a different outcome.
Let's leave it there. Nhlanhla, who may not happy with us, I also don't think he supports football.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.